soaring like the eagle tonight. I just want to flow out of my spirit in the confines of the time that I have. I just want to share a few words with you tonight. Many things characterize the eagle. One aspect, there are about seven things that are very peculiar to the eagle. But one aspect I want to look at tonight is the soaring aspect of the eagle. God designed you like the eagle, and God does not expect you to have a better yesterday. When God created you, He didn't put your eyes at the back. He put your eyes in the front so that you will be forward looking. God did not put your legs, your feet this way. Neither did He turn it so that you can be walking backwards. No. If you look at the anatomy of the human body, you are a forward moving being. Forward looking and forward moving. That's the way God designed life to be. In my study, I realized that the first car that was manufactured did not have a reverse gear because the manufacturer did not expect the car to go backwards. Up till today, the aircraft does not have a reverse gear. When you board the aircraft and the doors are shut, a big machine is brought to push it backwards. So it goes backwards and backwards, momentarily. Anybody that looks at the aircraft and laughs at the aircraft when it is being pushed backwards is just laughing too soon. Because that same helpless looking aircraft will be cruising at 37,000 feet above sea level. So anyone that is laughing at you at this time is just laughing too soon. Because very soon they will laugh with you. When God told Noah to bring all the animals in twos, male and female, male and female, male and female, into the ark. Women, listen to me, you are not an afterthought. The blessing did not come in the book of Genesis until you arrived. And God blessed them. So you are not an afterthought. Do not allow any culture or any human being, whether your husband or anybody, to make you feel that you are a lesser being as a woman. When I was born, people cried for my father. A girl, what will she become? My father tells me that I am better than seven sons. Better than seven sons. So, do not allow anybody to make you feel inferior because you are a woman. In fact, let me say this. If you are married and you have children and you never give birth to Pekin, go to girls. Girl Pekin, go back to the delivery room. If you have only boys, who will bury you when you are old? Who will cover you? Is it these boys that don't remember to call you? And if you can no longer go back to the delivery room, remember I didn't call it labor room. So those of you that are pregnant, you are not going into the labor room. You are going to delivery room. It's not labor. Don't ever let them call it labor room for you. It is delivery room. And in the name of Jesus, you will never lose your life there. Yeah. I have an orphanage. And you know what that means? Many mothers have lost their lives. That's why I have their children there. It will not be your portion. Yeah. It's a very bad thing. It's not what you should experience. If you know that you can no longer go back to deliver kids, then always pray every day that your boys will marry correct girls. Listen to me, beloved. There are only three kinds of children in the world. Boys, girls, and kind children. You can have a boy and you have not given birth to a child. You can give birth to daughters and you have not given birth to a child. Until you give birth to kind children. Children that are kind. May God make your children to be kind. It's a huge prayer I just prayed for you. In the evening of your life, may you not be naked. I don't want the preacher and me to come out today. You know, there was a time I preached a message in our church titled the covering cloth that cannot handle cold. And I took my text from 1 Kings chapter 1. David was old and cold. When you are old, you will be cold. They brought Abishai to cover him. He couldn't be warm. They put clothes. He couldn't be warm. It is not every cloth that handles cold in the evening of one's life. That is why your children, because they are your covering cloth, may you not be barren in the evening of your life. My father looked at me and said to me, it was you, God used Olufunke, to snatch the bread of affliction from my mouth. Kind children. May God give you some of them. So God does not expect you to have a better yesterday. He does not expect you to have a better yesteryear. Your path should shine brighter and brighter. Male and female, he created them. Male and female, he told Noah, bring them to the ark. And when they were coming into the ark, the elephant entered, the cheetah entered, all the big animals entered. But the snail also entered. The tortoise also entered. But the beauty of the story is this. Until the snail, the tortoise, the very slow animals entered, they couldn't shut the door of the ark. So it doesn't matter who has left you. The reason why you don't have a car yet is because they are still fixing the headlamp. God comes late when he wants to come big. God is coming. Anna wanted a son. God wanted a prophet. The making of the two is different. So it doesn't matter who has abandoned you. The Bible makes me to understand in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40. Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. Thanking God for all the mighty men of God that have gone ahead, but saying without us, they cannot be perfected. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. Verse 40. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. I like the King James' version. For without us, that's what the Bible says. Without us. So you are still coming. Tell your neighbor, I'm still coming. Singles, thank God for those that are married, but you are also coming. God has a way of reducing age. You will come with your own twins. I know what I'm saying. I'm a grandmother of twins. I'm 55 years old and I'm a grandmother of 6 grandchildren. God has a way of slapping your enemies. I don't want to go into those personal stories tonight. But God has a way. I preached a message sometimes ago titled, I thank God for my Penina. Some of you Peninas are instigating you now. Troubling you. Stop crying. Go to the altar. Go and report the situation to God. He has a way of silencing your enemies. May God give you miracles that will terminate insults. So it is the aspect of soaring that I want to look at tonight. If you are going to soar like the eagle, please take note of these things. I can't go through all that I have tonight. No. If you will soar, because God is not a blind promoter. If you're going to soar, please take note of the following things. Number one, love God. Love God and show God that you love him. I'm going to just give you tips. Love God and show him that you love him. When you love somebody, the person's house will not be far. When you love somebody, there is nothing you won't be able to give the person. Love God and show God that you love him. How do you show him? Of course, in praise and worship, we thank God for that. And then in serving him. September 14 this year, it will be 40 years that I got born again. I still go to church to sweep. And I will sweep till Jesus comes. That's my father's house. I like the name of your church. My father's house. Some of you, the moment they ordained you as a deaconess or as a minister or whatever, you abandoned what you were doing that God saw before he lifted you. I was holding broom phone before God put microphone in my hand. So why will I drop the broom? Some of you, just because you are a deaconess, you are looking for who to carry your bag and carry your Bible and carry your leg and carry your biro and carry your bonbon. Because you are a deaconess or because you are an HOD. That's not how to soar. The secret of champions is in their stories. Success is a wild animal. If you don't tame it, it can tear you. Whatever you were doing before God lifted you, continue to do it. Love God. Be passionate about serving the Lord. As a single person, I was the most active sister in my church. My husband was the most active brother. We didn't know we were going to be married. I stand tonight to tell you, almost 34 years of marriage, to let you know that I am a proof that a good Christian marriage is a salary paid by God. Serve God. You are in charge of the keyboard. It must never be dirty. Never. If you cannot find any handkerchief, use your tie to clean it. God is watching. Don't ever pass through the eyes of the church and then you see a piece of paper. You say, I don't belong to that department. And then you just pass. Some of you, you let your children run around and they run to play with the instrument. These are not equipment. They are instruments of worship to the maker of heaven and earth. The God that kills and makes alive. Opati o se rin fi orun ti ki wo opati o se yaju si opati iwaja. They are instruments of worship to him. Don't ever let your child be coming here after service and be scratching it and all that. You can't soar like that, and that child's success in life may be retarded. Yes. Teach your children to honor God. When you come to church and then you eat chewing gum and you stick the chewing gum, you remove it from your mouth, you stick it on the chair. What? The house of the Lord? Service time, your child is running helter-skelter, disturbing everybody. Nobody can beat the child. Nobody can correct the child. You are not procuring a future for that child. You are not. I love that aspect of Yoruba culture. When your child misbehaves and you look at the child, Otiye. When you now stand up and you go there, and because service is on, you cannot beat the child. You hold the hand. The child knows somebody is holding the hand. And this is one of the reasons why many marriages are in bad shape today. And one more thing, let Kolo marry. When a wife does not even know how to prepare a bar. Forgive me for speaking in Yoruba. I was just speaking in tongues. That's why we have problems today. No home training. Mothers, wake up and train your children how to sit, how to talk, society values, spiritual values, financial values. You want your children to soar. Nobody soars by mistake. Nobody soars by accident. Soaring like the eagle. The eagle is a trainer. Train your children. Fathers, wake up. The children belong to you. They bear your name. Do not let your wife alone do school runs. Be there for your children. As a father, when last did you sit with your children to do homework? When last did you by yourself drop your children off? When last did you befriend your children? When last did you put them on your laps? All you know how to do is watch Arsenal, Up Gunners, and Barca. Let's preserve the next generation. You see a young girl come to church. She looks at an elderly person and says, hi. What's wrong with you? You can't kneel down. Are you not a Yoruba girl? In our home, you prostrate. You are Yoruba boy. Prostrate.
Some of you, you don't even give agbada to your children. You don't even know how to do it. The Yoruba culture in 50 years' time, only God knows what will happen to it. My husband and I, we were in Rome. And we're inside the bus. They were speaking their language. Suddenly, my husband said, you know, we were standing. My husband said, Jama said, it's one. So we started. Everybody went quiet. We were not saying anything. No, we're just saying, one way, want to turn, want to turn, one way. You cannot even do a shiri with your child. At home, your child is trying to speak in Yoruba. You say, speak in English. Speak in English. Ah, I pity you. Colonization. Teach your children to respect elders in church. That is why when they want to get married and the husband to be takes the girl to the parents, the dress should be pulling it like this. And they are wondering, is this one a prostitute or what? If your Christianity does not work at home, don't bother to export it. Love God. Serve Him. I pity singles that always come late to church. I pity them. I really pity you. You've been in this church for 1 year. Show me your department. What are you doing? Some of you don't even know the purpose why God sent you here. About 4 or 5 years ago, one day I worked after worship. I went to my husband. I said, darling, I want to tell you something. From today, you'll be seeing strange checks dropped by me in the offering bucket. I said, if you start praying about 3 million, oh God, give me 3 million for this work, God is going to ask you, is Funke no longer a member of your church? I made a vow and God has been faithful. Why are you living? Why are you a member of this church? What can be traced to you that you contributed? What? The ones that people even contributed, you are the ones spoiling it. You sit on the chair anyhow. You come for just 10 of you having a meeting. You turn the seeds. By the time you are done, you have gone. You leave it like that. You cannot turn it back. You want to soar. These are the things God laid on my heart today. Let me tell you a personal story, personal experience. My junior sister, she will be 50 next week, Wednesday. She lived with me for 11 years, and she served me with all her heart. When it was time for her to be married, God helped my husband and me. We were able to give her a befitting wedding. First year, no child. Second year, no child. And then it went on and on. And one day I went to the Lord in the place of prayer. I said, Father, Lola has served me. What's going on here? She does not have a child. And by my hand, you have blessed many with children. My own sister does not have a child. Hear what God said to me. Every time the angel brought her babies to the service, she was absent. I was arguing with God. I said, no, Lord, Lola is always in church. She doesn't miss services. The Lord said to me, the angels have been instructed not to take the children to the main service, but to choir rehearsals. My sister waited a few years and she was in the choir. And because she felt God was late, she was discouraged. So she left the choir. So when you come on Thursdays or Wednesdays or Tuesdays and you are rehearsing, don't think God is not looking at it. Choir rehearsals, the angels have been told. Each time she was, no wonder people were just getting pregnant. Family planning was failing in church. Because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. I called and said, Olufunlola, the Lord just spoke to me about your life. How many years do you have? Go back to the choir. She went back. 2 weeks after, she got pregnant. 2 weeks. Today she has a girl and she has a boy. Serve God. If this is the only thing I can say tonight, serve Him. Run to serve God. It pays. Don't listen to any rubbish on the internet. Jesus is coming soon. So that's why you see 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy is being fulfilled. Don't join them to attack pastors. So their masters, they stand and they fall. Leave them. The ones that are not called by God, God knows them. He's the judge. You do your business. Do your part. Love God and serve Him with your life. Some of you, there's nothing you cannot spend on yourself, but to give to God, to give to missionaries, to give to orphans, to give to men of God is a problem. You want to soar. The secret of champions is in their stories. The second thing I want to share with you tonight, I'll share maybe 3 or 4, some random, Help people. If you want to soar like the eagle, learn to help people. Some of you, God has blessed you. You are CEOs, you are managers, you are MDs, you are this and that and that. But you are so unkind. You are so wicked. You are so selfish. I don't know why God laid this word on my heart today. Because you hardly hear things like this. Everybody wants to prosper. Receive it in Jesus' name. But charisma without character is caricature. Character. Help people with your God-given position. You are the manager of MTN. Employ people. Help them. You are in charge of Airtel. You are in charge of this and that. Do your best to help. Let me shock you with this story. Maza was sharing with us recently. He said, do you notice that this life, if you are a farmer and you plant, when you harvest, it's not possible for you to finish what you have harvested. It's either you eat or you give out on other. That's the way life has been designed. When you sow it, even if you do not reap it, your children will. There's a sister that is very close to me. Her name is Alero. A few years ago, she was in Germany. And she needed help so badly. She went for her master's degree. She needed help so badly. And was praying, God, this, is a quarter to shame, blah, blah, blah. Suddenly, one man showed up. Hear what the man said. Hello, Alero. You may not know me, but 30 years ago, your father in Benin City allowed me to fetch water. I didn't even fetch the water in his compound. I fetched the water in another person's compound, and I was to go like this, long way to my own house. But your father allowed me to always pass through his compound. I am in charge of what you are looking for. This is it. 30 years after. Help people. Let me tell you another story. This true life story. It happened in London, England. A young man was going for an interview. And he hopped on the plane. Beg your pardon, on the train. I don't know what happens in Nigeria. I don't use train here in Nigeria. But they have stations, Stations, train stations, and all that. When he got to where he was going, the train was still going on. He hopped out. Many people came out. And then as he was going, a young lady that was going in front of him suddenly slipped and fell. People just said, I'm sorry, sorry, and they left. This man, for no reason, decided to help this woman. The woman was so embarrassed. She was struggling to stand up, trying to put herself together. Her file, the papers, everything was scattered. So the young man helped her, put everything together and gave to her. Said, so sorry about that. And then they parted. When he got to the interview, whatever, and it was his turn, the moment he came in, that woman was the head of the panelists. So the woman said, young man, you remember I told you that I had a fall at the train station? Yes, this was the man that helped me. Hear what they said. You had your interview at the train station. Help people. Don't be a sadist that hardly laughs. There's nothing they say in church. You're always frowning your face. Now, let me tell you something. At 37, you are going to look 67. Because it's a scientific fact. Because it takes only 13 muscles on your face to smile. But it takes 69 to frown. So if you are always frowning, go and check it. If you are always frowning, you will be old very soon. They will call you Baba and Leo Baba. Because you can't laugh. You cannot smile. Always frowning. What are you carrying that you are base? What? When you laugh, it pumps blood to your brain. You live longer. It is medicinal. Laugh. Everybody cross your leg and laugh.
Don't worry, God will fix it. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Everything will be all right. I used to hawk to pay school fees. Hawk to pay school fees. I still have the mark on my head. I don't even know how many children's school fees I'm paying today. As the head girl, I was the head girl in my secondary school. 2 weeks, I would not be able to go to school because of how much? £9. See what the Lord has done. Relax. God is coming. Don't die at a quarter to your miracle. Enjoy the pre-testimony time. You don't have a man to marry you, and so is that why your life should be on hold? Enjoy where you are on your way to where you are going now. It is not marriage that completes a woman. If an incomplete woman, you will meet and marry an incomplete man, and you will have an incomplete marriage. So don't put your life on hold. Hey, I cannot buy the car now until so that the man. Gone are the days, so. When no man wanted to marry a woman that drives car, these days, the men of today, they are looking for car owners. The man will drive your car, he will drop you off at the office and drive it to his own office as if it is his own. The times have changed. Leave. Jesus will soon come. It's only one life. Enjoy yourself. When you get home tonight, open a bottle of wine. Cheer. If you don't have wine, open Coca-Cola. If you don't have Coca-Cola, open water. Tell yourself, I'm swearing, I'm swearing, I'm swearing. I'm swearing. Give your neighbor a high five. Tell your neighbor, meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. That's where I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. Enjoy your life. The president of the Women's Fellowship told you that on Sunday, everybody wear green. You don't have green. It's black you have. And you genuinely know you don't have green. Wear your black and make a noise. Looks at you and tells you are too fat. Tell the person, oh, life can be difficult for the blind. Have you not read in the Bible that the righteous shall be fat? So because somebody abused you, is that why you want to kill yourself? What about the people that fancy you? People like me that love you. People like me that I'm fanning you and telling you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are fantastic. Oh, give somebody a high five. Come on, shout. I'm blessed. Akuku sheshe momo. Ashe mama, akuku sheshe mama, sorry mama, ashe. Ijo eda, akuku sheshe mama, oti dada, akuku sheshe mama.
Ah!
today, the future is still very beautiful.
Amen.
Don't worry. God will fix it. Take your seat. Help people if you want to soar. Number three, nurture God-given relationships. Only fools abuse relationships. I can spend 2 hours on that one point. Your pastor is a covenant relationship that you have. Your pastor's wife, your spiritual parents, your husband, your wife, people that God has sent into your life to help you, nurture them. Don't abuse relationships. Any man that raises his hands to slap his wife or beat his wife needs psychiatric attention. A woman is not supposed to be beaten. She's your wife. Now, married men, that's why we say marriage is not for boys and girls. It's for mature men and women. The only thing we have as women is our mouth. So, bear with us. You can't take it from us. If you look at the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, when the devil, in the form of a serpent, came to Eve, the serpent spoke 14 words. Eve replied with 44. Go and count it. King James' version. The serpent spoke 14. Eve replied with 44. Psychologists have discovered that a man, an average man, speaks 25,000 words per day, maximum. When a man is talkative, very talkative, an average man speaks 25,000 words per day. An average woman, no matter how quiet, speaks 250,000 words per day. It's our gift. So is it because your wife said something, that's why you're angry? You are the big brother. It's only mouth we have. After the mouth, the next thing is tears. Emma Binu. That's why you are the father. See your esophagus. That's why you are the father. Bear with her. No, I'm not saying we should be rude to you. No, I'm not saying, but when the woman in us comes out, be the father. Bear with us. Then you begin to soar. When we calm down, we will come and kneel down and say, thank you, Egbon me, Baba me, Oshie. But when she was talking, she had forgotten that you are the Egbon and the Baba. Don't beat your wife. It's a sign of immaturity. Don't allow anything to provoke you to make you do that. As a woman, honor your husband. He's a God-given relationship to you. Your husband may be as short as a bottle. You saw him like that before you married him. So honor him. One of the greatest needs of a man is respect, particularly public respect. If you must call your husband by name, call him by name in your bedroom, not outside. Not outside. Honor him. Hey, Ade, one B, your husband. It shows there is no home training. Honor the man. Let people know that your husband has honor in his house. Some of you, your husband's plate, you've been using it since creation of Ogun State. And when guests are visiting, you will now bring out all the dishes. And you stack everything. You'll be sweating. But if it's your husband, you put dodo rice, everything together. That's your husband, the father of your children, the one that paid your bride price. And you are wondering why you are not swearing as a woman. For 25 years, every morning I knelt down to greet my husband. Knelt down. It was when I turned 50, I took permission. And he said, you have done well. But I still wake him up graciously. Some of you have heard me say it. Sometimes I'm singing for him to wake him up. The man is in the third heavens and I'm singing. Ishalami.
Ololufemi oremi alayomi. Olowo ori mi aderemi mi. The man is waking up. He say, "Good morning, darling. What do you want?" Asked me up to half of the kingdom. The man, you wake up in the morning with a love song. He's not likely to slap you. Honor him. When my husband comes in, you hear me say things like, "Your Excellency." That's my own president. His plate in the house is different. His glass cup is different. He's the patriarch in that house. So he must reign. He has honor. Honor your husband. Let the children know that your husband has honor in the home. Only wise women build their homes. When I get home, I am not Reverend Mrs. Adejumo. I am somebody's wife. I throw my Bible somewhere. I throw my wig somewhere. I am a wife. One man sent a message to me that anytime he wanted to make love to his wife, the woman would be speaking in tongues, pretending to be praying. She's foolish. Married women, satisfy your husband sexually if you want to soar like the eagle. When a man is sexually satisfied, he's emotionally stable. But every time your husband wants to make love to you, you are sick. What's the nature of the sickness? My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes, everywhere is just paining me. You can't soar. Bring fun to your marriage. Don't allow romance to grow wings and fly out of your marriage. Your sex life should not just be the missionary type. As a woman, change her dress. Come up from under. Hey, hey, hey. The Bible says that shall be above only. Hey. I won't say more than that because we have young people here. Bring fun to your marriage. Life is sweet. Marriage is sweet depending on the cutlery you use to eat it.
Yes, Mama.
God-given relationships. Treat your mother-in-law very well. She's not a devil. She's not a witch. If she's a witch, with her witchcraft, she sent your husband to University of Ibadan. So it's good witchcraft. My mother-in-law died at the age of 110, practically in my hand. She blessed me as she was going to heaven. You think she didn't offend me? She did. I just chose not to sow what I don't want to reap. Because I have two sons. All our children are married. I have two sons and two daughters. There's no daughter-in-law that can treat me badly because I didn't do it. One day she said to me, "Lift your right hand up." I did. She said, "Among your mates, this is how you will stand out." 110-year-old woman. Treat your mother-in-law very well if you want to sow. Maybe some of you expected that I would say, if you want to soar like the eagle, pray, fast. I've left that for the teachers, the erudite teachers. But I'm teaching you the practical things. Some blessings are provoked, they are not said. Treat your parents with dignity. Husbands, don't allow your wife to make you maltreat your parents. Don't say because you are married now, your mother is nothing again. She cannot come to your house. Remember, from the black pot comes the white pap. That woman sold kerosene, sold her gold, sold firewood to train you. Do not say because now you are married, your mother is nothing. She may not say anything, but you have provoked a curse. You and your wife. Don't tell me you know how to pray in tongues. It won't handle it. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long, and that shall be well with you. Dishonor them, and thy days will be short, and will not be well with you. It's scriptural. You are a teenager because you just finished school start.
with 3.5 credits. Physical education, Bible knowledge, Igbo language, and Yoruba. Because of that, your mother is speaking to you on the phone. You call the phone, you say, I'm angry. You. Then expect 13 years to be removed from your life. Dishonor them. It can't be well with any child that dishonors the parents. There's nothing you can become that should make you disrespect your parents. And those of you wives, anytime your mother-in-law or your in-laws are coming, you squeeze your face like an amoeba. Continue. But if your own mother is coming, you are very happy. Very happy. Continue. You want to swear. You say, my mother-in-law, you don't know that. You don't understand that. I don't care to understand her. You just sow what you don't, what you want to reap. Leave her to God. Leave her to God. Let God judge you right. And husbands that do not know how to manage the situation between their wives and their family members, you are very immature. Your junior brother that failed school starts, you are telling your wife to call him Akowe. You should be calling him Olodo. Which Akowe is that? And your wife is watching Chinese television. Your brother says, I want to watch African Magic. And changing it. It is wrong. As a man, stand up for your wife. Stand up. And those of you that are mamas, mothers-in-law, I am both a mother-in-law on the son side and I have made up my mind that we will redefine this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship. Let's redefine this. Why must we always fight? Are we not women? Mama, when you go to help them take care of children, don't spend 6 months. If possible, don't even spend 3 months. Go back to your husband's house. And when they are doing their lovey, 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 don't be saying, Aurora, it's not your business, mama. Go to your house. Go to your house, ma. And if your husband is dead, go and be changing the flower on his grave. It's none of your business. If she serves 6 pieces of meat, it's her house. It's her house. Mama, it is not your business. If she likes, let her serve the husband half. Hey, omaru, akomo oru, kokomata, mama. Baba ru, joko asora. Let your daughter-in-law make her own mistakes. Let your daughter-in-law be excited that mama is coming. Not that she's binding you and losing your lung. For mama, stroke. I'm telling you a true life story. Mama, you too, you made your mistakes now when you were young. Let's also make her mistakes. She may be fantastic on the pulpit, but she's also learning. It's not a crime that she's married to your son. Mama, let me tell you the truth. If you don't want to lose your son, love his wife. You know, I'm a woman, and you're also a woman. There is a way a woman can keep her husband from you. Every woman has minimum of 5 kinds of power. Power is inside her. Don't let her use it. Every woman is a bee. B-E-E. She can produce honey and she can sing. Every woman. Women. I always tell married women, when your wife tells you that, don't worry, honey, it's sorted, everything will be fine, you can go to bed. Some of you condemn Jezebel. I learned 10 lessons from her. That woman, she was a one-woman soldier. She said to her husband, what do you need? It is gone. Delilah, I learned from her how to treat my husband. That woman, the most anointed man on earth, pillowed his head on her laps. We need to study her. When your wife calls you by your native name, Chukudi, Akomu, Mamadu, how many times is that? What is your mother's name? You better prostrate for that one because she will finish you. She will finish you. You will soar. Yeah. I can go on and on, but let me end on this note.
loved it. You want to sow, be a grateful sower. I put two things together. Be a giver and be a grateful person. When last did you wake your wife up at 2 a.m. just to thank her for being your wife? You think it's easy to cook? You think it's easy to carry pregnancy? I've been in the labor room 4 times. Beg your pardon. Delivery room 4 times. I know what CNN says. They did a research and they said the most beautiful word in the English language is the word mother. There's no human word that can express what a woman goes through when she's in pregnancy or when she's delivering. When last did you appreciate your wife? When last did you tell your wife, just sit down today, I'm going to cook? Did you see African men? When last did you open the car door for your wife? I remember many years ago, I think about 20 years ago, we went to New York, my husband and I, and I just preached a message like this. So it was time to enter the car. I stood. He said, come in. I said, I'm waiting for you to open the car door. He came out. He opened. He said, Afe Dele. We will soon get back to Nigeria. African men. Do you even know your wife's bra size? Shoe size? I'm not talking about your wedding anniversary. When last did you come home with a rose to present to your wife? I just want to say thank you. When last did you hide a gift under the pillow for your husband? Our first daughter was getting married. We were on our way to Canada and we stopped by in Houston. I was at the hotel. I was in the room. When the intercom rang, my husband said, don't worry, come downstairs. I said, oh, what? He said, come. I ran downstairs. And then he gave me a car key, Range Rover. He said, I want you to know that it's our daughter that is getting married, but the bride's mother is equally important. Thank you for giving me a daughter that is old enough and sane enough to be married. Can I ever forget? The only time you wake your wife up in the night is, what you were saying in the afternoon. Be grateful. Baba Adeboye said when he was growing up, anytime his mother sent him on an errand, if the mother called him and said, Adejare, go get me a glass of water, and he goes. He said when he comes, the mother will say, when you grow up and you call one person, 100 will run. Do you know how many people are running now? I learned from that. So each of our children, we have dedicated them to God in particular areas of their lives. When my first child, he's an engineer, he's a son. When he calls me, hear what I say. Excellency of dignity. Beginning of our strength. Thou shalt continue to excel. Good morning. What do you call your children? When last did you thank your children for not disgracing you? I have 4 children, biological children are married. We have adopted children. Each of them got married as a virgin, male, female. I thanked them. Sometimes they go with me to preach and I just say, Adinatun, can you stand up? Publicly, I just want to thank you for not allowing the microphone to be snatched from your dad's hand and from my hand. Because there are pastors' children that disgrace them. Thank you for proving that this gospel works in your lives. When last did you thank your children? Fathers, every time. I beat you. No. A time comes when your child is no longer just your child. Your child is now your friend. You don't jump up to slap your 6 feet child. 6 feet tall. No. No Sunday school teacher here can help you raise your children. Your mother cannot help you raise your children. My daughter sometimes will tell me, "Mommy, you are spoiling these children." They were talking about my grandchildren. I said, it is my responsibility to spoil them. It is your responsibility to train them. Because I trained you. Don't help me. Don't spoil this grandmotherhood for me. What are grandmas for? Spoiling. Don't spoil this ministry for me, please. Mommy said, "Grandma, Mommy said I shouldn't take chocolate." I said, "Follow me." When the USO, my grandson said, "Mommy, I know you will obey your mommy. Since I am obeying you," I said, come and take. "When I'm gone, when I leave you, correct the teeth." Once in a while, you know, it's just good. I'm just talking about gratitude. When last did you write a note, a short note, maybe with a check of 5,000 naira in an envelope, dropping it in the offering bucket, thanking your pastor for pastoring you well? If you do not allow your spiritual father or biological, if you don't allow your leader to partake of your sweat, it will not be sweet. You want to sow. These are secrets you need to start applying into your life. Genesis 27 from verse 27, Isaac said, "Make me venison and I'm going to bless you." The blessing was provoked. Your pastor does not need to thank you. You think it's easy to pastor? When Baba Badare came to preach for us, he said the most difficult job on earth is the work of a pastor. Some of you ladies are here. If somebody hugs your husband, you know how you feel. After service, you are looking this way, but you are seeing the man. But we pastors' wives, our husbands are public properties. "Hello, daddy, come out to him. Daddy is gone." So pray for your son at the hospital. And some of you, this is the altar that blessed you. You now take the testimony to another church. You even get there, you'll be saying, "That's our church, self." That's ingrates. Oh, you don't even dance in church. One day God told me, only proud ingrates don't dance in church. One man was at the hospital recently. He needed oxygen. 78-year-old man. And after the oxygen was administered, the accounts department gave him a bill of £500. He burst into tears. Yes, that's what is the past tense is burst, not busted. Those of you writing jump. The tire just busted. Odo. I busted into laughter. Zero. It is burst. Just like cast. I cast it out. Or it cost me. Now I'm an Englisher. So it shows sometimes. The doctor said, "I'm sorry, sir. You can pay instrumentally, £500. The man said, "No, I'm not crying because of the £500. I can afford it. You gave me oxygen for 15 minutes and you charged me £500. God has given me oxygen for 78 years. If I were to pay, I'll be bankrupt." When last did you thank God in an unusual way? When last did you lie prostrate before God, wetting your makeup, scattering your wig, just to thank him? Some of you, Thanksgiving Day, you put your hand in your pocket, and then you dash God. If you have ever given God money, squeezing it, you have dishonored him. It is better to be cursed than to be unblessed. Don't ever squeeze your offering when you want to give it to God. Can you give that to your governor? Straighten it out. And dance before the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 6. And give it to him. I'm leaving you tonight with a few challenges. You know which one you need. Apply it to your life. There are prayers you will no longer need to pray. You'll just be swearing. There are covenant pillars in my life that just, they just remember me and they just release words. This is what the Lord laid on my heart to share with you tonight. And I want to pray with you that your mates will not leave you behind.
Amen.
Those of you that are men, your wives will not be the ones feeding you.
Amen.
The Lord will lift your heads.
Amen.
The God that took Ateoja from my head, hawking tray, the God that delivered me from poverty, is here tonight. He will do you good.
Amen.
He will surpass your expectations.
Amen.
Whatever has been militating against your destiny, tonight I crush it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will soar.
Amen.
I rebuke every delay in achievements.
Amen.
You will soar.
Amen.
I come against poverty.
Amen.
You will soar.
Amen.
Whatever you lack most today, you will have most.
Amen.
This year will end for you on the note of celebration.
Amen.
In the gathering of glory, you will not be a spectator.
Amen.
The mercy of the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
And by this time next year, you will celebrate.
Amen.
And your testimony will be beautiful.
Amen.
In case you are here tonight, you are not yet born again. I want you to please put your hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Everybody in church, let's encourage them. Please also join them. My Father and my God, I come to you tonight as a sinner. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I am born again. I thank you, Father, for hearing me, for I have prayed in Jesus' name. Lord, I present these precious souls to you. When Jesus comes, please let them be a part of the wedding gifts. Save them, wash them clean, and let my fruit abide in the name of Jesus. Everyone trusting God for the blessing of the womb, receive your miracles. Everyone believing God to be married, tonight heaven orchestrates the event. Any head challenge, I curse you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From tonight, events will begin. Doubt will culminate in glory for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And when the list of great people is being made, your name will not be missing.
Amen.
I bless you with the grace of God upon my life.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Too blessed to be cursed.
Amen.
Your ministry will prosper.
Amen.
Your financial life will prosper.
Amen.
Everything you lay your hands on shall prosper.
Amen.
It is done.